This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Iran has accused the United States, Israel and Saudi Arabia of stoking unrest in Lebanon and Iraq. Continued mass protests have shaken the political system of these countries. Sebastian Usher reports.
The core of the protest is against the entire political system, its corruption and ingrained nepotism. But Iran also features. Posters of a supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, have been defaced in Shia areas in Iraq, while even Hezbollah strongholds in Lebanon have seen some rare dissent. Efforts by Iranian-backed elements to disrupt the protests in each country have hardened anger against Tehran. Now, Iran has reacted, with Ayatollah Khamenei conceding justification in the protesters' demands, but saying that enemies are trying to destroy their country's security.
150 delegates representing the Syrian government, opposition and various religious and ethnic groups are meeting in Geneva to try to draft a new constitution. The UN, which is mediating the talks, says it hopes they will pave the way for political reform and new elections. But opposition negotiators fear that President Assad, buoyed by successes on the battlefield, will use government participation as a bargaining chip to gain legitimacy with the West. Turkey's president has denounced the overwhelming vote by the US House of Representatives to recognise as genocide the mass killing of Armenians in the Ottoman Empire a century ago. Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the vote the biggest insult to Turkey. Tom Bateman reports.
Turkish officials called the American vote shameful, adding that US lawmakers were playing politics with history. There is general agreement that hundreds of thousands of Armenians were killed or died from starvation or disease when Ottoman Turks deported them en masse during the First World War. Turkey has long argued there was no systematic attempt to destroy the Christian Armenian people. The issue is highly sensitive in Turkey, whose leader has a strong nationalistic following. Officials also rejected the lawmakers' call for sanctions on Turkey after its incursion into northeast Syria to push back Kurdish militants.
The French international car maker PSA, whose brands include Peugeot and Opel, has confirmed it's in talks about combining with another leading player in the industry, Fiat Chrysler, whose brands are Italian and American. Andrew Walker reports.
The motor industry is facing some serious technological and regulatory challenges. It's moving towards vehicles that generate much lower levels of unwanted emissions and also self-driving technology. These are transitions that require massive investment, and larger companies will be better placed to fund it. The new talks would bring together firms currently worth about $46 billion. But PSA has a major Chinese shareholder, so a link with FCA, a US and Italian multinational business, is likely to raise some concerns in Washington.
BBC News.